Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. George Troy is here. George is a new friend. He's a consultant with a Grayson company. He works on retail and e-commerce, wholesale, the whole, mostly the B2C range, but also some B2B. He is the author of a new book called The Five Laws of Retail. It's all about how companies have mastered those laws and how they found success with them, and now you and I can too. George, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. I've heard about you for years, and it's great to finally speak with you.
It's good to have you on the show. My infamy knows no bounds, I'm afraid, George. So thank you for being here, and congratulations on your new book. I love talking about retail. As we talked off the air, that's how I got my start. Retail. I worked my way through college with retail, and it was a great experience. I learned an awful lot about micromanagement. I mean financial micromanagement. In other words, I had a division with Sears, and I had to manage my own gross profit. That was an amazing success story. And when you're in retail, you've got to do that, don't you? You got to micromanage your finances.
You absolutely do on a daily basis.
So let's talk about the five laws that you created. And I love the fact that your first one is all about the people.
Well, good. Thank you. The first thing to say is that I didn't really create these five laws, Jim. Rather, I discovered them over a long period of time. As you were saying, I work in retail for, more decades than I'd care to say right now, but a long time for both very, very successful companies and also companies that had problems and challenges, and one at least ultimately didn't make it and went belly up. But through all that time, I could distill what I learned into these five things. And these are the things which, as I was writing the book, I did some research too through history. And these are the five things that were consistently make a company successful if they follow them, or unsuccessful if they break them. And I call them laws rather than rules or guidelines or habits or something like that, because they apply equally to all kinds of businesses. If you're a bricks and mortar store or an e-commerce store or e-commerce store, or as we say, bricks and clicks, whatever kind of a business you're running, these five laws can be interpreted for you, and you can use them as sort of a lens. So briefly, what they are, yes, people first is always the first, the first law of retail. And what that means is that a retail environment, Jim, creates a kind of a culture, a community. Not just the employees, but the customers interact and create a whole. And you have to treat them right. And you have to, create a positive environment, and if you do that, you're a long way there.
Well, one of the things you have to remember, if you're true retail, if you're classic retail, meaning people face to face with other people, your people face to face with your customers and prospects, when you got a scenario like that, remember, they're your interface with the world. Your people are your interface with the world. If you've got a website is an interface between the world and your business. If you've got a bad website, you're not going to do any business. If that interface is bad, it's not good. If your employees are like that website, if you don't have a good interface between your people, the face of your people and the face of your employees, you got trouble.
Well, that's absolutely true. Retailing, almost more than any other kind of business, is very experiential. People want to experience the environment and the people that they interact with.
I went to a retail place the other day. It was not a small purchase, and the person who waited on me was worse than bad. She was snotty.
Oh,
she was sarcastic, And I actually told her manager, I said, look, I don't care about me, but I'm a business owner. So if I had an employee who talked to one of my customers like that, I'd want to know about it. And so I told him what happened, and he acted like, well, whatever. So guess where I'm not going to go back to next time?
Well, that's right. You remember things like that. You know, a place of business has a sort of, a karma, a vibe, a feeling about it. And you can sense it immediately you walk in the door. Whether it's good, whether it's a bank or an airline or, a shoe store or a drugstore, no matter what it is, the minute you walk in the door, you can feel that whatever kind of an environment it is. And that is created by the people.
And the people also are your link to what's going on. Customer expectations are changing at light speed today. And if you don't know what their new expectations are today, you don't know what to serve them tomorrow, and your people know that, don't they? And they need to be engaged to connect that information and feel free to give it to you, don't they?
Of course. You know, one of the fun things I enjoyed in writing this book were the stories. A lot of business books are dull, and I hope that mine's not. And one of the things that I hope makes it more interesting are the stories, because if you worked in retail for all those years, a lot of things happen every day, every week, every month. And the stories are what people remember.
I still tell stories.
The experience you just used.
I still tell stories about interactions with specific customers decades ago. Let's talk about number two, turn. What is that? Does that mean what I think it means?
Turn is magic. It's a mathematical, it's a very simple math formula. But I liken it to, what Baron Rothschild said about compounded interest. That compounded interest is one of the eight wonders of the world. And turn is magic in that it turns your inventory into money. So you
four turns a year, six turns a year, depending on the industry, right?
Exactly. And it has to be not too fast and not too slow. In shoes, for example, or any sized product, shoes have a lot of sizes, so you don't want to turn too fast, and that means you're losing sales. But you don't want to turn too slow, that means you have inventory that's getting aged and damaged and not doing well.
And not doing enough business.
That's absolutely right. Some things turn very fast. For example, groceries, bananas, apples. Yep. They turn once or twice a day.
They have to.
Other things like Persian carpets turn very slow.
Our battleships, right? Hold on to that thought. George Troy is our guest, folks. He's a new friend, and the book is called The 5 Laws of Retail. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassinger. We'll be right back. More of his laws.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.